All right, the geographic distribution of power. That sounds a lot of big words and it sounds confusing, but it isn't really as confusing as it sounds. It refers to the national, the state, and the local. We have three levels of government in the United States. You've got the United States government up at the top. Under that, you've got the state of California. Then locally, we got the city council, and we have the county of San Diego, county board of supervisors. And then even further, we've got the school board. But that's local, state, and national. Most governments in the world have a unitary form of government. It's described as a centralized government. In a unitary government, all the power is in one central place. Most governments in the world are unitary governments. Local government has very little power. It's a parliamentary system. So in a parliamentary system, you elect people to go to their Congress, which is called their parliament. And then the parliament elects the president. In England, for example, they do not have a London police force and a police force for every city the way we do in the United States. They have Scotland Yard that covers the whole country. They don't have one police force for the whole country. They don't have separate state polices in England. And most other countries that follow the parliamentary system are like that. In a confederate government, a confederation is a loose alignment of independent states. Before we wrote the Constitution, all the 13 colonies were independent governments. And they could do whatever they wanted to do. They formed together in a confederation, but they were a very loose confederation of states.